CITR 101.9 FM.
The Crane Library is looking for student volunteers to record textbooks for those who cannot use print at the university. If you are a UBC student who is computer literate with an ability to read university material aloud and you have a willingness to learn new techniques, we ask for a two-hour commitment once a week. For additional information and to set up an audition, call 604-822-6114 or email crane.volunteer@ubc.ca.
Hello, Radio World. This is Hazy. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Broadcasting Vancouver's haziest since 1950.
Let's just try it again. Go.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was apologies. I'm just experiencing a little technical difficulties that started off the program. You heard something from the legendary band Grapes of Wrath from Kelowna, and you heard a track from their Sessions album from Brave New Waves. And Brave New Waves released recordings that happened in 1988. Really cool stuff. I think this must be the first of a series because we've gotten two in, the Grapes of Wrath as well as the Rio Statics. But you heard a track called Misunderstanding. So really cool that they're putting out this kind of stuff. And I don't know, it kind of begs the question if they have more stuff coming and if they have access to all the Brave New Waves archives. Hopefully they can be put out in some manner. Been a long time listener of Brave New Waves until its sudden demise in I think 2007, which was pretty unfortunate. But they have a really great catalog of recordings, and just it was a kind of a starting point for me getting Anyways, I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock, and we'll be with you on air until 11 p.m. tonight. And we got a lot of stuff coming up for you, a lot of new stuff into the station, so I'm pretty excited to play a lot of new albums that came in. Later on in the program, we have tracks from Do Make Say Think, as well as Prairie Cat, Sullivan Esso, and all kinds of really great stuff. So to start off the program tonight, we're going to hear something from a compilation from our sister station in Alberta at the University of Lethbridge. And that is my old radio station, CKXU. They have a brand new album, or a compilation called More Than Radio, which features a whole bunch of artists that I'm not sure are limited to Lethbridge. I think there could be traveling artists and session artists that have played in Lethbridge and stopped at CKXU to record. You can hear something from R. Ariel. She is an artist based out of Phoenix, Arizona, who had come through Lethbridge at some point. So I guess during that time, she must have done this recording, which is a track called Turbulence. And I do believe this was put out with their fund drive that just recently happened. And I think they raised something like $26,000 or something like that. Really, really cool stuff. Actually, it had spent from about 2004 to 2010 volunteering, and was the former music director at CKXU, so I got a long time there. And then when I moved to Vancouver, I started here at CITR, and I've been here since. So anyways, you can hear that track from R. Ariel. After that, you can hear something from a new album from Tiny Vipers, and that's an artist out on, well, previously out on Sub Pop Records, and it's the work of Jessie Fortino, and I think she's based out of Seattle. She makes some really light and airy singer-songwriter type music, but this new album that she put out called Laughter is a kind of a departure from that, and it moves into a little bit more kind of ghostly ambient stuff with a lot of synths and not so much vocals, but more kind of a looped and more of like a they call it a spectral instrument on this on the description box. It's not a surprising considering recently she did a collaboration album with Liz Harris called Mirroring, and you may know Liz Harris from her work in Grouper, well, her project name. Anyways, they did an album called Mirroring that came out, I think, in 2012. Really, really cool stuff, and it's very similar to what Grouper puts out. So it's cool that Tiny Vipers' music is heading in that direction. This new album was put out on Bada Bang Records and not Sub Pop Records, as previously mentioned that her albums were usually released on that label. So I'm not sure if they just moved on or if she has some other stuff coming up on that label. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling here, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from the CKXU compilation called More Than Radio. This is R.Ariel.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. What you just heard was something from Tiny Vipers, a track called KISS off the new album called Laughter. And before that, you heard something from R. Ariel, an artist out of, I think, Arizona. And you heard a track off the CKXU More Than Radio compilation, and you heard a track called Turbulence. And what you are listening to is Canada Post Rock on CITR. I'm your host, P-Bone. Going to be with you until 11 p.m. tonight. And apologies on the volume of my voice. I'm just getting used to the settings, and I was on the wrong microphone earlier, so apologies if I was really quiet. Anyways, up next, you're going to hear something from Bicycle Face, which is a group or a duo out of, I think, Winnipeg. And they are Ava Glending and Teresa Sarderson making some kind of light, airy pop music. Or not really pop, like more kind of lo-fi, similar to maybe something on K Records. You're going to hear a track called Halfway Tree off the self-titled album. And then after that, something from Sylvan Esso. They have a new album out called What Now? And you're going to hear a track called Die Young. And if you're not familiar, Sylvan Esso is a duo of Amelia Meath and Nicholas Sanborn. And this new album just was put out on Loma Vista Records, which I'm not too familiar, but I'm going to have to check them out a little bit more. But anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Bicycle Face. Once again, they were a duo out of Winnipeg, I'm guessing. Possible that they might not be, but on their album they have a map of Winnipeg on it, so I'm guessing I'm gonna put two and two together because I didn't give them a real Google search earlier. But anyways, because I just checked this album out once I pulled out the new CDs here at the station. But anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Bicycle Face.
Secret crooked line, kings, queens, and jokers all pointing at a sign. Creases in your palm, porcelain tea leaves, what's leaving and what's gone. But I am halfway to where I will be. My way is marked by each halfway tree. In the middle of where I'm going, life up on a shelf. No one can reach you, you cannot reach yourself. Non-perishable. Can we or can't we? Expiry is no, 'cause I am halfway to where I will be. My way is marked by each halfway tree. In the middle. A secret crooked line. I had it all planned out before you met me. Who's gonna leave early and so swiftly? Maybe in a fire or crash off a ravine, people would weep how tragic so early. I was gonna die young. Gotta contend with the living blues. I could have missed it. I never knew.
CITR Radio 101.9 FM, Discorder Magazine, and Mint Records present Hot Dog Days. It's a monthly concert and video series at What's Up Hot Dog featuring local acts, good food, pinball, and high fives. Admission is free, the event is all ages, and you can buy a hot dog. The next Hot Dog Day is Tuesday, May 23rd at 8 p.m. with hygiene and shrouded dance. Hot dog. Hot dog. 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 Hot dog.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from Sylvan Esso, a track called What Now? It's taken from the track is called Die Young, and the album is called What Now? And before that, you heard something from Bicycle Face and a track called Halfway Tree off the, I think it's a self-titled deal called Bicycle Face. And that was a really cool track. Hope you enjoyed it. New CDs that were into the station, and Bicycle Face is, let me see what I can dig up here, and I can't find it quite right now. They are based out of Winnipeg. My suspicions were confirmed based on their album cover featuring a map of Winnipeg. Anyways, check them out at bicyclefacebandcamp.com. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and hope everyone's doing pretty good and enjoying their summer so far. And if you're a UBC student and are looking for something to do in the summer, you can always get involved with CITR. Lots of ways you can help out here. You can review music, you can poster for shows, help out at events, write, apply to get your radio show, all kinds of different stuff. Just head to citr.ca and you can find out how to get involved. So up next, you're going to hear something from Prairie Cat. And he has a new album out called Is Carrie Pratt. So I guess that'll, if you don't, didn't clue in, that's kind of a play on his name, now you know. Anyways, he's got a new album out that you can hear from, and you'll hear a track called Leave a Note. And as a local artist, and if you head to citr.ca, you can check out a web exclusive, I think it's an interview with him, so pretty cool stuff. This is put out on the Fuzzy Logic record label. So you'll hear a track called Leave a Note, and then after that, you can hear something from Eastern Canada and a group called Construction and Destruction. And they're a duo from the Atlantic, Port Grayville, Nova Scotia. And their newest album is called Noli Tamir. And you can hear a track off of it called Unfinished Horses. And once again, that's Construction and Destruction. Check out constructionanddestruction.bandcamp.com and you can check out their entire discography there. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is brand new stuff from Prairie Cat. This track is called Leave a Note.
I can't stand when the music sounds the same. Don't
like the players or the games. Only thing changing are the names. I'll even know if I could hold it.
In the breath and lay the parade, call off the call, mute the now, cause I can't get a hold of the shifting perspective, arms up to the elbow, in the back of the vertigo.
Oh,
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Construction and Destruction with a track called Unfinished Horses, which is taken from the Noli Tamir album. And prior to that was Prairie Cat with a track called Leave a Note off the Is Carrie Pratt album that was just released. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. And up next, I'm very excited to play the brand new album from Do Make Say Think. It's been a while since they put something out. And the new album is called Stubborn Persistent Illusions. And it's their first album in 8 years. So I'm really, really excited to see brand new stuff from them. And I'm going to have to give it a little bit more of a listen, as I only had a little bit of a chance to listen to it. I think I'll only give it like one and a half listens. Anyways, you can hear a track off of it, something called Her Eyes on the Horizon. And it's a kind of a medium to longish track. Most of them clock in at around, I don't know, 6 to 10 minutes, as in the longer end, they got about a 10 minute track. So I'm not sure if they're going to be coming through Vancouver anytime soon. Hopefully they have a tour coming up soon, but the only date that I know of is they're doing a one-off in Toronto coming up sometime soon. After Do Make Say Think, you're going to hear something from Hooded Fang, a track off the new album called Dynasty Hand, and you'll hear a track called Queen of Agusan del Norte, and it's off of a record label called Daps Records. And once again, that's Hooded Fang. But first, right here, I'm very excited to play brand new stuff from Do Make Say Think. And this is put out on Constellation Records. And if you get the chance, definitely pick up the vinyl version, as Constellation always does a really, really great job of making liner notes and just really high quality pressings of all of their albums. Let me see what I have queued up. I think I might just play these two tracks, and then we'll see what we get to after that, since the Do Make Say Think one is a little bit longer. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is brand new stuff from Do Make Say Think. Thank you.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite
indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground, Thursdays noon to one.
Tired of begging for rides from your friends?
Bobby, I don't have time to take you to the soda shop again this week.
Lugging those groceries on the bus got you in a sweat?
Man, oh man, these bags of salt sure are hefty.
Being on campus without a car ain't easy, so check out Zipcar and get wheels when you want them. Join now to get your membership for only $20 at zipcar.ca/UBC.
And that was Hooded Fang from Toronto with the track off their new album called Dynasty House. You heard the track called Queen of Agusan and Del Norte. And prior to that was the fantastic new Do Make Say Think album. It's called Stubborn Persistent Illusions. And you heard the track called Her Eyes on the Horizon. And it's their first album in something like 8 years. And I'm going to be probably playing it a lot more in the coming weeks. So stay tuned for more tracks from that album. Anyways, you are listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. And up next, you can hear something from Barry Lynn, a ambient artist who gets a lot of comparisons to Emeralds and 10 Tricks Point Never. He's got a new album out called Taurus Tapes Volume 1. You'll hear a track called Atlas. And Barry Lynn is, I think, artist out of the UK. Really, really great stuff. Really cool ambient and very similar to Emeralds, if you're a fan of that group. It's out on the label called Touch Sensitive. And then after that, you're going to hear a really colorful and really, really interesting album from a project called The Moomins, which is a soundtrack done by Graham Miller and Steve Schill done way in the 80s. And it's done for a children's TV show called The Moomins, a really interesting, colorful animated show. And I think it's could be like a claymation type show. Anyways, it was a children's TV series, and they made this really cool synthy album to go with the theme song and the soundtrack and the score and whatnot. So it has this really kind of colorful kind of I'm trying to think of what's the word. I guess it's kind of like an old TV show, kind of like, anyways, I'm slipping my mind right now. I can't. The Hobbit, yeah, sounds like a whole lot like The Hobbit or something like a kind of animated Hobbit world. So it's really a really, really cool album. Once again, that's The Moomins. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Barry Lynn. This track is called Atlas.
Thank you.
Back, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was the Moomin's theme from the Graham Miller and Steve Shill album called The Moomin's, and that was reissued by Finders Keepers Records, a really great reissue label that's sort of in the vein of a Numero group. They just find some really great gems from record bins, and then they release them, but they're not focused on a similar or a specific genre. They kind of range from all kinds of stuff, not specifically soul like Numero group tends to focus on, although they've been branching out quite a bit. But they put out some really, really cool stuff, and I'm glad they're putting out these kind of gems like the Moomin's theme. Before that, you heard Barry Lynn with a track called Atlas off the Taurus Tapes album Volume 1. Some really, really great ambient music there. And so hope you enjoyed the program this week. Stay tuned next week for more great tracks. I'll be playing a lot of new stuff. And keep it locked on CHR for more great programming. The Medicine Show is coming up at 11. And if you've missed a track that I listed off, you can always head to our website, chr.ca, and you can check out some podcasts and track listings and stuff like that. So you're going to hear something from the brand new Laurel Halo album. It's called It Dust, and it's forthcoming on June 23rd on Hyperdub Records. But she has a new single out that you're going to hear. It's called It Jelly. And from what I've heard and hearing, there's a little bit more kind of vocals on this album, similar to some of her earlier stuff. But yeah, hopefully she comes through Vancouver sometime soon. The most recent show I've heard her playing was in Victoria. So one of these days, she may do a show here in Vancouver. So keep it locked. I'll be back with some more great music. Anyways, I'm rambling right now. I don't have much else to say. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Laurel Halo. This track is called Dust. This track is called Jelly off the album Dust.
Not in favor, too late. you are a thief and you drink too much. And you walk around too much and you don't deserve it. And you are a hypocrite and you can't do this. Oh, I can do this.
Sometimes I know not to drink too much. They've gone home.